You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Hello, friends, and welcome to day 12 of our preparation for Marian consecration. We are reading from the book written by Michael E. Gately, 33 Days to Morning Glory. Let us begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions and our necessities, but deliver us from all danger, O ever glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who are you, O holy saints of God? Saint Maximilian used to give spiritual conferences to new men in his religious community, the novices. One day, he taught them a lesson they would never forget: how to become a saint. The future saint began by telling his listeners that sanctity isn't so hard. It's the result of a simple equation which he wrote on the blackboard. Capital W plus lowercase w equals capital S. The capital W stands for God's will. The small w stands for our wills. When the two wills are united, they equal sanctity. This lesson wasn't just for the novices. Colby repeated it over and over in different ways to his whole community. In Poland, Colby had founded the world's largest Franciscan monastery, which he named Niepokalanów, the City of the Immaculate, and he continually urged the more than 600 friars there to become soldier saints for God under the generalship of Mary Immaculate. Why under Mary Immaculate? Because among creatures, she alone does the will of God perfectly. Therefore, when our wills are united with hers, they're necessarily united to God's will. Here are just two of the countless examples of how Colby would make this most important point. Let us pray much that we would understand more and more what the Immaculata said at the Annunciation. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. As God wills, so be it. In this thought, all happiness is contained, already here on earth, all destiny fulfilled. Let us beg our Blessed Mother that she might teach us how our soul might be a handservant of the Lord, as was her own. God did not reveal himself directly to the Mother of God, but rather through a messenger. We too have divine messengers. Let us pray that we would know how to say to every one of these messengers, God's will be done, and in this is everything that we are placed upon this earth to learn. To be one in will with Mary of the great fiat, the only human being whose will has never deviated by her choice from God's, is to be perfectly united to the will of God. And it is in this alignment of your will with his that is the pressing business of your life. End quote. Doing God's will is not easy unless we have the Immaculata's help. Through the Immaculata, we can become great saints, and what is more, in an easy way. Becoming a saint was Colby's number one goal. Literally, in his retreat notes before his ordination to the priesthood, He made a list of his spiritual goals. The first goal reads, I wish to be a saint and a great saint. He knew the Immaculata would help him and even make the path to great sanctity an easy one. How does Mary make sanctity easy? We read many reasons for this last week during our closing reflection on St. Louis de Montfort's teaching, but Colby emphasized another reason why Mary makes sanctity easy. It has to do with her being the mediatrix of all grace, an idea he expresses in his formula for Marian consecration. God has willed to entrust the entire order of mercy to Mary. It's God's will that she distributes his graces. Why? Because it's God's will to unite himself to Mary by his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not act except through the Immaculata, his spouse. Hence, she is the mediatrix of all the graces of the Holy Spirit. And hence, it is easy to become holy when we stay close to and ask for graces from the one whose very job is to distribute them for God. We can get a better idea of Mary as mediatrix of grace if we look at her image on the miraculous medal, which comes to us through her apparitions to St. Catherine Le Bourret. Colby was deeply moved by this image because it depicts Mary standing on a globe with rays of light, which are graces, streaming from the rings on her fingers. In one of the apparitions, Catherine noticed that rays did not stream from all of Mary's rings. Mary explained that the rays and graces were available but did not come because nobody asked for them. Colby's way is not just to ask for these graces, but to allow Mary to take us completely into her hands so as to make us channels of these very graces for the whole world. We'll learn more about this way tomorrow. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, unite my will to the will of the Immaculata, which is one with your will. And that, friends, concludes day 12. Before I leave, I have this question for you to ponder on. Though we probably don't see angels, we do receive divine messengers. Saint Maximilian assures us. Can you recall some of the messages which you said, God's will be done? What prompted your reluctance to accept God's will in other instances?
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, and burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here. Holy Spirit,
you have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbeau, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.